Okay. Before we go,
yeah.
I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Because we have to talk about Peter Doocy for 1 second.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he a stupid son of a bitch? Or does he play a stupid son of a bitch on TV?
Okay. Well, he works for a network.
Okay.
That provides people with questions that nothing personal to any individual, including Peter Doocy, but might make anyone sound like a stupid son of a bitch. So
well handled.
I don't know if this is not going to be popular in this crowd, but can I tell a nice Peter Doocy story?
Yeah,
a very quick one.
I'm in.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, here's the thing. The president did call him a stupid son of a bitch, right? So that happened, and it was like...
Not in the talking points?
It was like, oh, okay, that happened. So what do you do about it? The president called him. He's talked about this a little bit. The president called him and apologized, what have you. So he went on TV that night, and I actually watched Sean Hannity to see what he said. My mind was, like, really bending and hurting. I mean, there was, if you can imagine, it was like a flames, and it was like, crime, crime, crime. And Kamala, the vice president's, like, walking through the flames and crime. I don't even know what was happening. But Sean Hannity asked him about, what the president had said and what he said back. And he could have been like... He's a son of a bitch, or I'm standing up for whatever. He could have said anything. And instead he said, he called me. We had a really nice conversation. I'm just asking my questions. He's doing his job. So I will say that was a moment of grace. You don't have to like everything Peter Doocy says or does, but that is certainly a moment of grace by Peter Doocy.
This is why, before you were the world-famous press secretary, everyone called Jen Psaki the nicest person in Washington.